Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
If the New York Attorney General starts to take his homes away, starts to seize his assets, it's all going to be on camera. Pundits are going to sit there and scream about this. This man cannot be elected. You're going to create the greatest victimhood of 2024, and you're going to elect Donald Trump.
Oh, God, it's so sad. It seizes day to those who celebrate. Hey, you know what, Franklin? We'll take our chances. Thanks for checking in, though. Yay! Okay, here's what I love about today. Here's what I love about America. Hi, Jody Hamilton's back.
Hi, Jody.
So everything's yay. She's back from vacation.
Say something.
Everybody can stop panicking on social media. Jody's allowed a vacation.
He said, say something, so I said something.
All right, listen, it's going to be like that. It's going to be like that today. It's going to be like that. Someone's got a little vacation attitude.
Uh-huh.
Well,
so,
I mean,
you know
yesterday.
What, lady? I don't need this. I don't need to get up at this hour.
Yesterday
I will walk
was,
right back out.
Yesterday was depressing because people that were supposed to be here.
I know. Yeah. Well,
but we got,
you know,
David.
What? We shall soldier on. David Ferguson,
yep,
is here, who is hilarious,
right,
and smart and fantastic.
And hopefully won't swear.
Yes. We had some legal peace people last minute cancellations and things. We're scrambling. Don't worry.
Yeah, we got it.
Listen, you know what? The world is obviously cattywampus because Chuck Todd did journalism.
I know.
Yesterday,
what was that?
And it has thrown the world off its axis, Chris. There is a wormhole. There's a wormhole in the universe.
Right.
I don't know what has happened.
There's
okay.
a rift in the multiverse.
I'm
yes.
sorry. I was going to say something happy clappy about what I love about today and America is he started his career, Mango Mussolini. By, you know, discriminating against black people, mm-hmm, and housing in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Black lady's taking his stuff today.
Maybe.
God bless the United States. You know what I'm saying? God bless the United States.
God bless
well,
the United States.
Jody, based on the baby monitor, somebody's super spazzy
he
and
is.
Grumpy and has been up all night. I didn't sleep last night either. So I was, you know, I was up monitoring the baby monitor. And he seems not like a person who's getting a last-minute bailout. But I could be wrong. Could be worse. Could be raining.
But he won two trophies at his own golf club.
Oh, my God. Do we
so
live
that's
in
a
the
plus.
Dumbest timeline I've ever seen? I won this club championship.
At
Hooray!
My club.
Yay, me. Oh, my God. Dark Brandon, in effect. He was like, congratulations, Donald. Very impressive.
That's a quite the accomplishment.
As you lose all your buildings and go to jail today.
Yeah.
My God, he's got to be at the other trial today.
Mm-hmm.
Differentiate other fraud trial.
Right.
Not this fraud trial that he's got to pay up for today. The other one. Hard to keep track.
It is.
What was I saying?
So many
oh,
trials.
Oh, yes.
So
he said
time.
He wanted. And so everybody's like, I'm a golfer. So 80-year-olds don't win the club champion. Oh,
yeah.
My God. Rigged. Obviously,
I'm very
rigged.
Kim Jong-un of him.
Did he shoot a hole-in-one on every hole?
Every hole.
I bet he did.
Every hole.
He scored it in 18.
Well, you know, he just was scooting that 230-pound carcass around there.
Yeah.
Zippity-doo-dah.
Uh-huh.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, let's talk about Ronna McDaniel.
Oh, yeah, her.
Slowly I turned. What the actual... Mm-hmm. Did you think you read that wrong when you first heard it?
Yeah.
What a complete cluster of a show at NBC. So, and now they're trying to backpedal, and someone's like, I would have loved to be a fly on the wall when Lawrence O'Donnell got this news.
Yeah.
Rachel, Lawrence.
But obviously, all of them spoke out, as they should, about the hiring of Ronna McDaniel, right, who belongs in jail.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's not hiring someone that has a different opinion. I get that.
It's not the mooch.
She belongs in jail.
Right.
Yeah. She participated in the insurrection. Mm-hmm. I don't know why she's not in jail. That seems like a really awkward hire just on that basis. But she's on tape like Trump is trying to stop Michigan electors from certifying the election. Mm-hmm. Okay. So anyway, I don't know what I can say that anyone else hasn't already said, like, oh my God.
Even Kristen Welker.
But what a horrible backpedal that now they're like, oh, well, she won't be used on... Well, first of all, she won't be used on MSNBC because pretty much sounds like every single anchor said, no.
I'm quitting.
Right. But then you're going to use her... She said... But then the statement was, we're not going to use her on air? Well, what do you... You're paying... Where do I get that job?
On air on...
$300,000 a year for not to do nothing?
They're not going
to
use her on air on any NBC property?
No, she said specifically, it looks like the statement was MSNBC.
Okay, well...
Because of the outcry.
They have two other broadcast properties.
CNBC.
Well, but then there's three. There's CNBC, there's NBC News Now, and there's NBC News Broadcast.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So they could use her on those three places, just not MSNBC.
I guess, but just slap in the face to your audience. I mean, Rachel Bitticoff her out of the gate first saying Ronna McDaniel was balls deep. That's how you can tell she's a fan of ours.
Yes.
Yeah. Rachel told us that I was one of her inspirations to do what she's doing now.
We should have her on again.
Because I say things like
balls deep
that make you uncomfortable.
It makes me want to leap for the button.
It does, doesn't it?
I'm going to say it again. Ronna McDaniel was balls deep in the coup plot. She flew to swing states to encourage Republican state legislators and Republican election officials to submit fraudulent electors to steal the election from Joe Biden. It was, if I was an NBC News employee, I would be pissed. Well, reportedly, they are.
They're very.
But, oh, my God. What is even happening? It's not, like I say, Michael Steele, we have people on. He's still a Republican. He's not a liar that helped in the overthrow of the United States government. You know, I mean, it's and when Chuck Todd has to come back. Yes, I guess we need to salute. We didn't think we need the Chuck Todd song again, did we? But I mean, when he has to come back to say what the I mean, and I guess what I don't even know. I guess he was saying that Kristen Welker wasn't told she was a paid correspondent when she taped this interview,
that's uncool of NBC News Management.
Yeah.
That's really uncool.
Chris is currently looking. Put your dance shoes on. We're looking for the dance moves.
Chaka Khan.
Here we go.
Chaka Khan.
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 Chaka Khan. Chaka
Khan.
Chaka
Khan.
Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan. Chaka
Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. You, Chaka Khan, what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too. But let me take it in my arm, let me feel you.
Love
with
him,
charm.
Chaka, hug him, and squeeze him.
I'm the one that keep you
warm. Love him and hug him and squeeze him.
It's a physical dream.
Okay. Holy cow. That'll be more than enough of that. Chris, who said, so many opportunities, by the way, for you to be wrong today. Who said Ronna facilitated Trump's corrupt fake elector plot in his effort to pressure Michigan officials not to certify the legitimate election outcome? She spread his lies and called 1/6 legitimate political discourse. That's not taking one for the team. It's enabling criminality and depravity. Who said that?
Chata?
No, that's a good guess, though. Liz Cheney.
Oh,
Chata.
Okay.
Leezer.
Okay.
Someone tied a fresh goat out for her this morning.
Yes.
And she delivered.
I think the goats were for the T-Rexes. I just watched.
They were. We'll ask T-Rex later.
Yeah. Yes, I just watched.
She's become T-Rex. I promoted her from Velociraptor.
Okay.
Yeah, because she's doing the Lord's work.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And she even the interview yesterday, I did have to go watch it online. I was like, ugh.
Why do you?
She
do
just,
that?
I mean, oh, this stupid repetition of, mm-hmm. oh, well, you know, but there were problems. Everyone knows there were problems. No, nobody. 60 lawsuits, Trump appointed judges, the Supreme Court, his director of cybersecurity, his attorney general. No one said, oh, yeah, there's, oh, well, you know, they just try to keep hiding mm-hmm. in that. Oh, well, there were irregularities. No, mm-hmm. there weren't. Oh, my God. All right. I can't believe I'm asking for this in a positive vein. Could I hear more Chuck Todd, please?
Oh, God.
18.
Yes. I think our bosses owe you an apology for putting you in this situation, because I don't know what to believe. She is now a paid contributor by NBC News. So I have no idea whether any answer she gave to you was because she didn't want to mess up her contract. Mm. She wants us to believe that she was speaking for the RNC when the RNC was paying for her. So she has credibility issues that she still has to deal with.
You think? Just a little. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And look, there's a reason why there's a lot of journalists at NBC News uncomfortable with this, because many of our professional dealings with the RNC over the last 6 years have been met with gaslighting, have been met with character assassination. So it is, you know, that's where you begin here. And so when NBC made the decision to give her NBC News' credibility, you got to ask yourself, what does she bring NBC News?
What crap, too? Her whole, well, I was, you know, you have to take one for the team. When I was, you know, I I was paid to lie for the RNC,
right.
So I had to lie.
Right.
I mean, it's, again, there is a difference between just flat out lies,
right.
Which is what she told over and over
right.
again. It was a patriotic, you know, peaceful protest. It was on and on. This yesterday was the first time she actually said Joe Biden won fair and square. Mm-hmm. And that's only because Kristen Welker squeezed
right.
it out of her, because yeah. now she's getting paid.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, that, yes, he's the legitimate president. They always weasel word around that, too.
Legitimate.
Like, well, he's president. It right. wasn't fair, but yeah, he's president, you know, as if it happened somehow by accident. Mm-hmm. I mean, despite the massive irregularities or whatever the bolt of the day is.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
One last one, Chuck Todd.
If you told me we were hiring her as a technical advisor to the Republican convention, I think that would be certainly defensible.
Not really.
If you told me we're talking to her, but let's see how she does in some interviews and maybe vet her with actual journalists inside the network, see if it's a two-way, what she can bring the network.
Oh, let's have her on with that election night panel that includes Rachel, Joy, Nicole, and Lawrence, and Chris. Let's do that.
She needs to wear like a hockey mask then.
Let's throw her in there. Our friend Jamie Harrison said lying about the 2020 election results culminated in Donald Trump encouraging supporters to stop the peaceful transfer of power, allowing one of the key architects of that shameful period in our country the platform to whitewash her role in what happened and then provide ongoing quote-unquote commentary about American politics. Does a disservice to the journalists who put themselves in harm's way to cover the violence and brutality at the Capitol so the American people knew the facts. Ronna McDaniel is a proven liar. She has no place in an honest and objective conversation about the future of this country. And it just led me, Jody, to go, why isn't she in prison?
Why
hasn't she been charged?
The RNC,
balls deep, Chris.
Poor Chris. Look at that.
Apologize.
Aw, poor Chris.
Okay. You know what I'm going to need now?
What?
I'm going to need some Fonnie Willis.
All right.
Did you see Trump doesn't know his ass from his elbow or how to spell it. She's like, your name's Fanny, you know, like your ass. No, it's not spelled F-A-N-I, you moron. Okay.
It is spelled F-A-N-I.
Anyway, what did I say? They came for the queen and they missed, and now she's mad.
I don't feel like my reputation needs to be reclaimed. Let's say it for the record. I'm not embarrassed by anything I've done. You know, I guess my greatest crime is I had a relationship with a man, but that's not something that I find embarrassing in any way. And I know that I have not done anything that's illegal.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my God. Here we go. You want this party started, right? Here we go.
All while that was going on, we were writing responsive briefs. We were still doing the case in the way that it needed to be done. I don't feel like we've been slowed down at all. I do think that there are efforts to slow down this train, but the train is coming.
Oh, come on, ride the train, everybody. Ride it. Get in. Come on. Everybody doing a brand new dance now.
Pointy.
I'm still good. Thank you for finding that, because I was going to sing every train song ever written. Yeah. Come on. Who wants to ride the Georgia train? Let's take that midnight train to Georgia. Here we go. Stack them up. Stack the trials. Stack the trials up. Here we go. Gonna seize his today. Election interference, hush money.
Stephanie Miller.
Case going forward. And then what happens? Going down to Georgia. Myself out already.
Yeah.
Okay.
It turned into a dance party.
It did. Where's your glow sticks?
I'm in a mood.
Remember when we used to do the Friday night dance party? It was that.
Yes.
Where just randos would show up and we'd let them in the studio.
Until the executives got word that we were playing dance music and drinking in the studio. And then they were like,
Instead of doing talk radio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Says no. It's after the show. God, buzzkills. Okay.